The next patient is Miss Anna Sainz. S like in Sierra. Alpha India November Zulu Sainz. Anna, ANA. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old Hispanic female that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The chronic kidney disease is most probably secondary to the loss of renal mass. The patient had a right renal cell carcinoma, a status post right nephrectomy, and a partial nephrectomy of the left kidney that has some lesions that are evaluated at the National Institute of Health on a yearly basis, and partial nephrectomy has been done. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of a chest pain. And it was found that the patient has a creatinine of 2.6, a BUN of 34, and the estimated EFR is around 20 mL per minute. The reason for the admission was chest pain. They didn't intervene the patient due to the fact that she had CKD stage 4. Apparently, the troponins were not that elevated. Number two, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The patient is followed by the primary care physician, and he's adjusting the medication. Following number, proteinuria. Unfortunately, we don't have a protein creatinine ratio that we can use at the present time. We know that we have considered the administration of a SGLT2 inhibitor, but due to the loss in the GFR, we couldn't prescribe these medications that we know that are efficient in handling the protein. The following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. She has a case of persistent pain associated to osteoarthritis. Whether this hypertension is pain originated is the most likely situation. There is no evidence of metastatic bone disease. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, psoriasis. Following number, despite the fact that the patient is CKD4, there is no evidence of anemia. Period. For the time being, we are going to continue with the same approach, except that for the gastroesophageal reflux disease, we are going to stop the use of pantoprazole and switch her to famotidine. We have to prevent bone complications, gastrointestinal complications, or kidney complications associated to PPIs. Paragraph, we invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 6 minutes.